Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, we have a report today about local job prospects for the next few months.
Yes, Beth, the National Employment Agency Manpower comes out with these every quarter. And for the upcoming quarter, the second quarter, they say in the Rochester Metro, employers expect a stronger pace of hiring compared to the first quarter. Among the businesses they surveyed, 31% plan to hire more workers from April through June, 2% plan to reduce payrolls, and the majority, 67%, expect to maintain current staff levels. These numbers are generally better than they were a year ago. A new report on business sentiment from Paychex shows that optimism among business owners around the country dipped a bit since the last time they did the survey last October. It looks at a number of factors, including business outlook, the ability to fill open jobs, and the ability to raise wages. CEO Marty Musi says, although optimism is down in some of those areas, the results still reflect a positive outlook among the owners of those small businesses. He does say while job growth is still steady, business owners having a hard time finding candidates with the right skills. Some new life coming to a vacant strip mall in Irondequoit. It's located on Hudson Avenue near the intersection of Titus Avenue. ESL Federal Credit Union opening its 22nd branch this fall in that strip mall. They're doing work now on demolition of the vacant buildings there, and Town Supervisor Dave Seeley says he's pleased about the fact they are doing this work.
That's a highly visible, highly trafficked part of our town. So the fact, you know, we're going to demolish that and see something new, a very nice structure come out of the ground is exciting. It's good for our tax base, and, you know, we're very supportive of it.
ESL does have two other Irondequoit locations. Home Leasing, the Rochester-based real estate company, recently announced the appointment of Brett Garwood as CEO. The company's founder, Nelson Leinhouts, will stay as chairman of the board. Garwood had been with the company for the last couple of years. Most recently was a chief operating officer. Previously, he worked for the state, and you may remember he was also a director of business and housing development for a while with the city of Rochester. Found out today from Xerox, they're exploring the possibility of what they call a strategic transaction involving the customer financing business. That business accounts for more than 65% of Xerox's overall debt. Reuters reported last July that Xerox was considering the sale of a leasing unit that lends money to customers to rent printers and equipment. Xerox, by the way, also scheduling its annual meeting for May 21st in Connecticut. A report out from CNBC that Constellation Brands in advanced talks now to sell some of its low-end wine brands to E&J Gallo Winery. CNBC reporting that Constellation, those businesses would fetch about $3 billion. That was their hope anyway at the company, but now the network is saying the sale expected to be closer to $2 billion or less. It's not a done deal, however. Of course, negotiations still going on. Constellation has been focusing on the premium wine brands that it's been selling in recent years. And those premium wines, by the way, those are bottles that are priced at $11 or more per bottle. They're still performing pretty well for the locally based spirit and wine company. MCC getting some help from the Ralph C. Wilson Foundation to strengthen the workforce pipeline. That foundation getting a $1.5 million grant to help fund an MCC pilot project aimed at increasing the number of local students completing career technical education programs. College officials trying to help local companies address a gap between unfilled jobs and the talent pool that is available to them. And New York State providing more than $300,000 to help manufacturing companies across the state protect themselves from cyber risks. Officials say that updating cybersecurity systems is especially important for manufacturing companies that have contracts with the U.S. Defense Department. In New York State alone, there are more than 1,600 manufacturers that are defense contractors. The New York Manufacturing Extension Partnership is helping administer those cybersecurity grants. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.